Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Delighted that you've decided to spend part of your weekend with us and with our friends at Powell Broadcasting. Today we're coming to you from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studios located at 101 Pier Street in the heart of downtown Sioux City. And on behalf of our producer and my good friend, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to come together and say thank you to our longtime sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, it's that time of year. It's back to school. And believe it or not, in the Siouxland metro area, we have a couple of new superintendents. In the Sioux City Community School District, we recently hosted Dr. Cordova. And now I'm pleased to introduce to our listening audience Garrett Schmidt, who is the new superintendent of the Dakota Valley School District. Welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Garrett, it's we're just delighted to have you with us. It's an awesome responsibility. Here we are. You're already a week into a new school year, and we're going to talk about that extensively in the second half of the program. Before we get to the second half, however, each Saturday morning, we take a little time to introduce our guest to our listening audience. So if you would be so kind, let's begin at the very beginning. Tell us where you're from.
So grew up in the extremely small town of Sinai, South Dakota.
Wow, spell that.
S-I-N-A-I.
And how do you pronounce it?
Sinai.
Really?
Yeah,
I guess so. That's got a weird emphasis on a weird syllable. I would say that would be Sinai.
Yeah, yeah, like out of the Bible, correct.
But say it again.
Sinai.
Sinai. Yeah. Sinai, South Dakota. And where is Sinai, South Dakota?
It's in the very southwest corner of Brookings County.
Okay.
About 20 miles north of Madison and like 15 miles southwest of Brookings. My parents have lived in the same house since 1991.
Okay.
But like we said, tiny town, 120 people maybe.
Are your grandparents from that area?
My grandpa went to high school there for a short time, but then the high school consolidated into Sioux Valley, what is now Sioux Valley. They were the Sinai Rebels back in the day, so that would have been in the 60s. But then my mom went to Sioux Valley High School and graduated from there and taught there for a little over 30 years.
Okay.
So
where is Sioux Valley High School?
Sioux Valley is in Volga. Volga's on Highway 14, about 5 miles west of Brookings.
Now, in that small town, did you grow up in town or in the country?
We were in town. Yep. Okay. My parents still live there. Yep.
Very good. Any siblings?
I'm the oldest of three. I've got a brother who owns a trucking business in Salem, South Dakota. He and his fiance are expecting their second child here pretty soon. And then my sister, Ellie, is going to be student teaching this school year, and hopes to be an English teacher someday.
So a shout out to both your folks and your siblings, and let's go back to your childhood.
Yep.
Tell us about grade school in a small town like that.
So I was very fortunate to grow up right next door to a family with similar age kids. And two of those, so family of three, daughter, two sons, and both the sons, Josh and Jordan Nelson is their name. They were both at my wedding. So a town of 120 people, and you get to grow up to people who, right next to people who are going to be your lifelong best friends. That was pretty cool.
And I suppose you not only went to school with them, but grew up playing sports with them as well.
Yeah, we might have had some pull with the Sinai City Council to get lights put in for the community basketball court. So we were able to have lights on our basketball court for a little bit because there's nothing much else to do in Sinai.
So were you involved in a lot of sports as a kid and as a high schooler?
Yep. That's what we did. You know, we were the typical movie setting of we were always playing baseball in the summer. We were playing basketball as much as we could. We were playing football in the front yard, you know, in the snow gear on, everything. We were always doing something. Church parking lot, we were playing baseball. Yeah, we got in trouble a lot for putting dents in the walls or breaking windows and stuff like that, but we enjoyed it.
Somewhat an idyllic childhood.
Pretty much, yeah. We were very lucky.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest today is Garrett Schmidt. Garrett is the new superintendent of the Dakota Valley School District, located in, I would say, McCook. That's how Correct. Most people are familiar Correct. With your school district, off exit number 4 on Interstate 29. And let's talk about beyond athletics in high school growing up. Were you also involved in the arts, debate, theater, music, any of those types of things?
I was not. I did my, you know, I got my one fine art credit and did my 1 year of course. Otherwise, yeah, it was just the athletics that I was pretty much involved in.
And upon earning your high school diploma, what came next for Garrett Schmidt?
So I went to Dakota State University in Madison, South Dakota. I majored in elementary education. Played football there too for the Trojans.
Not so fast. You don't get to pass over your football career that quickly.
I don't know if there was much of a football career.
You had to have been a pretty decent high school football player to play at the next level.
I was okay. I got lucky. Had a few good teammates. And, you know, really, that's kind of what based the decision. And that would be probably the only regret I have, is using football a little too much to base of where I wanted to go to school. But I loved Dakota State. My mom went there as well. I knew I had to go to school that had elementary education. That was never going to change. But yeah, I ended up at Dakota State and met my wife there, so it worked out pretty well.
What position did you play in football?
Cornerback.
That's what I would have guessed. So you must have wheels.
Used to.
That's exactly right. I get that. And you met your wife. Tell us a little bit about your wife and your children.
Yeah, so met my wife in college, like I said. So spring football practice, you know, in March, April, May. There's still snow on the ground, but we're still having football practice outside, and she was on the track team. So track teams running circles around football, and a group of us started throwing snowballs, and she, you know, is never one to back away from a fight, and that's how I met my wife, was throwing snowballs at her during football practice.
It's a great story to share with your kids, and tell me about your three children.
Yeah, so Kennedy is our oldest. She's in second grade at Dakota Valley, and then Addison is a four-year-old enjoying preschool at Holy Cross, and then Theo is 2, and he's a monster. He's your cliche toddler boy. He's not very big. His parents aren't very big, so genetics aren't on his side, but he loves to wrestle, hit the golf ball in the front yard, hit the baseball in the front yard, so we might be in trouble with those broken windows that we were talking about later on.
Yeah, well, I'm going to guess that they're going to have wheels. If dad was a quarterback and mom ran track in college, there's a good chance that they have speed on their side.
We'll see. We'll see, because they definitely won't be very big.
And this is a great community for wrestling. There are a lot of good wrestling programs in this part, and it's a priority, and it's a great sport.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was probably – so I did not wrestle. I wrestled when I was younger, up until like probably 8 years old, but it's that's a tough sport. You know, you're out on your own in the middle of the mat, and it's one-on-one, and here you go. Everybody's watching. So I've got a lot of respect for wrestlers, and I've always been partial to a program like that.
You're preaching to the choir. An old grade school, high school, and 4 years of college I wrestled, and had my own children involved in the sport. And it, for me, has been one of life's greatest teachers. Second to my parents, I would say athletics and wrestling in particular taught and imparted great life lessons, which is why we put such a priority on the athletics. And I know in the second half of the program, Garrett, we're going to talk extensively about the importance, not just of academics, but also the arts and athletics as they round out a full education. And I know that's a priority for you. And as I said, in the second half of the program, we're going to talk about that. You graduated with a degree in elementary education. Did you know you wanted to be a teacher and be involved in education from a young age?
Yeah. So in the summers, I would coach baseball and umpire baseball and softball, like after my freshman, sophomore, and junior years of high school. And my mom was an elementary teacher. My grandpa's a teacher. My aunts and uncles, I've got teachers everywhere. I've got cousins who are teachers. So there was never a doubt I was going into education. You know, and there was, I always thought of being an administrator, you know, and, you know, going into that line of work, but knew obviously had to be in the classroom for a little bit, and definitely didn't think that being a superintendent at a great school district like this would happen so fast.
Yeah, it has happened fairly early in your career. Did you teach for a little while?
Yeah. So taught third grade in Huron, South Dakota, and then had the itch to be a head football coach. So I took the head football job in Sisseton, South Dakota, which is pretty close to where my in-laws live. And then while I was there, I filled in for the middle school principal. I was middle school teacher and head football coach, and the middle school principal was kind of gone a lot, and I would fill in for him. I would essentially be the admin for the day. And that's when I really realized, like, working with the adults was just as much fun as working with the kids. So then we kind of started looking at administrator jobs. So I found elementary principal and athletic director job was open in Benson, Minnesota, which is K through 12 enrollment, like 800 kids. So we were there for 3 years, and then, you know, we wanted to get back to South Dakota. So then I took the superintendent job in Doland, where I was a superintendent for 3 years, and then the Dakota Valley job opened up, and here we are.
Timing's everything. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ. I'm Chris McGowan, your host. Our guest today is Garrett Schmidt. Garrett is the new superintendent. 1 week into his new job at the Dakota Valley School District, we'll be back with Garrett Schmidt after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. And now celebrating 20 years in commercial property, the largest and highest producing real estate in Siouxland. Speak with Chris Bogenry, President, Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, and Madison Craighead. NAI has your answers for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you. Celebrating 20 years. Learn more at NAIUnited.com.
Welcome back to the second half of Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative serving as your host today, and delighted to have Garrett Schmidt in studio with me. Garrett is the new superintendent of the Dakota Valley School District. He has completed his first week on the job. School's back in session, so remember, folks, slow down, drive a little more carefully, keep an eye out for the little ones, and let's make sure that we're being safe, prudent, careful, and those wee ones get to school and back home safely each and every day. As I said, our guest is the new superintendent of the Dakota Valley School District, Garrett Schmidt. And Garrett, I wondered if maybe I should be calling you doctor perhaps in the future, but tell us about your educational pedigree. You have a bachelor's degree from Madison, yep. South Dakota. What came next?
So after that, kind of just a natural progression. I had got a master's degree from Concordia Irvine in it's out of California, and actually that's in athletic administration, because for a little bit I thought, hey, I'll go be an AD and try this out. But then when I figured out I was going to need. You need a principal endorsement and a superintendent endorsement. And I'm getting my specialist degree from the University of South Dakota, just in educational administration. And then currently working on my doctorate, so hopefully you didn't jinx it for me. But got a couple semesters left of that with the dissertation, and we'll see what happens.
Well, I certainly did not jinx it for you, because I did not call you doctor. So we're going to let you earn that before we give you that title.
Perfect.
Now, whether you jinxed yourself or not, that's a completely different conversation, Garrett. But so let's talk a little bit about what you found most intriguing about this opportunity in the Dakota Valley School District. What first caught your eye?
And it sounds so cliche, but this is the dream school district for our family. It's one of those districts that you always know about. Everybody knows of Dakota Valley and South Dakota, and the wonderful things I do academic wise and athletics and with the fine arts. So when the job opened up, it's almost, it's too good to be true. There's no way that, I could jump into something like that. But after working with, a consulting firm that, did the superintendent search for the school, I threw my hat in the ring, came down and interviewed, and everything went well, and just what a dream opportunity that has been.
Well, it's a great school district with enormous potential. Now that you've been there for maybe about 2 months,
yep.
Tell us, what are you most excited about in your new leadership role as it pertains to DVBC?
I think just to continue the growth and to know that we have all these wonderful things and all these wonderful people in our district, but yet there's still room to grow, and there's still some cool things that we can do in education to continue working on that well-rounded student, because I think that's a big thing about school districts is where students are allowed to compete in all these things athletically and different fine arts, and they're allowed to receive great education throughout the school day, and then also receive that social aspect too, where we're churning out these well-rounded human beings that hopefully will come back and live in our area.
Well, from the Chamber of Commerce perspective, that's exactly what we want to see. We want to see young people excel and as they complete their education, make the decision that is in their best long-term interest. And whether that's a vocational school, serving in the armed forces, getting a four-year degree, going directly into the workforce, if they have a strong educational foundation, they're prepared to make the best decision for themselves, for their long-term future. And we hope that that includes coming back to this community, maybe raising a family and contributing. That's the ideal model, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when public schools, there's a little bit of scrutiny of some things that others may wish that we do differently, but I think we need to really understand and know all the great things that are going on in our public schools and some of the great things that we do specifically at Dakota Valley to really, again, create that well-rounded human being and get these kids out to the community. And then, like we said, hopefully moving back.
I know that you have quite an impressive science center. The Nyland family and Mark Nyland in particular very generously underwrote that. Tell me a little bit about the importance of that particular curriculum.
You know, it kind of gets forgotten. For a while, your two were math and reading. And everybody, you know, math and reading, that's what we're working on, But there's so many careers that could align with the science, especially in the science curriculum, that hopefully school districts across the state aren't forgetting about, because we're not forgetting about that at Dakota Valley, where, you know, science is crucial to the students, and, you know, it opens up some things that kids are going to be interested in, and that's the big thing. You know, we want them to stay engaged throughout the day and stay interested in the things that we're teaching them, so we need to remember that science portion of it as well.
Well, of course, everybody's familiar now with the acronym STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. Science anchors that. Engineering is science, and math is critical to engineering and science overall, and technology sums it all up. So at the end of the day, STEM is really focused on science across the board, and it's great to see Dakota Valley investing so much in that. That said, Garrett, it's more than academics. It's more than the curriculum. When you're turning out well-rounded young people and eventually high school graduates, it includes academics, but the arts and athletics also play a critical role, and they played a critical role in your own education.
Yeah. And, you know, like, I wasn't involved in student government, and I wasn't really involved in the fine arts, but holy cow, the positives that come out of being involved in something like that. I think of student government, and, you know, we usually have a student body member at our board meeting, and we're working with the city as well to get something going of just understanding how a professional meeting is run. I think that's a big thing for kids to know. And then fine arts. I mean, me as well, sometimes we have issues with public speaking, but a fine art, that taking something like that and putting a kid on stage and putting them through uncomfortable situations, that's a huge growing. There's a lot of growing that can happen with something like that.
Well, that's certainly the case. And I think that raising my own children, access to the arts and access to athletics were very important in complementing what they were doing academically in the classroom. And there are things that we learn about working in groups, whether that's as part of a football, baseball, basketball, volleyball, whatever team sport is involved. But that also applies in music. And when you're part of a swing choir or some of those newer or emerging organizations that have so many students involved in choreography and working as part of a team. And so we're learning those things. And as you and I both know, as adults, we're involved in leading teams. Tell me about the team that you have at Dakota Valley.
Oh, just a phenomenal one. And how lucky am I to walk into something with just this incredible administrative team who's then built these departments or these buildings that are just filled with incredible staff members who we are very fortunate to have at Dakota Valley. You know, I can't say it enough, just how incredible our team is, how supportive they are, how supportive our staff is, and our school board as well. Our school board's done a lot of amazing things for us, and we look to continue that in the future.
given the opportunity to talk about your vision and your leadership in Dakota Valley, what would you like people to know about the new superintendent?
That I'm just a normal guy, just like everybody else, where, you know, I'm not the scary person who's going to sit behind my desk and bark out a bunch of orders. I'm going to be out and about. I want to get to know people. You know, we've got three young kids who we hope all graduate from Dakota Valley. We want to be here for a long time. So don't be afraid to come up and ask me something. You know, why was this decision made? Why did you go that way with this? And that's fine. And if I don't know the answer, I'll do everything I can to find the answer for you. But that's the biggest thing I want community members to understand, and our staff too, is don't ever be afraid to ask me something.
In the final 2 minutes that we have together, there have been some real challenges in Southeast South Dakota over the last year or so. It's a community that has faced tremendous adversity, but come through it in many ways stronger. What is your initial assessment and impression of the community that you now lead?
Yeah. Resiliency. Out of, you know, all the terrible things that have happened, let's go back to talking about, you know, building these well-rounded students. Well, what better way to build a well-rounded student than to show them the proper way to react to something awful happening to you? And just, you know, today wasn't a good day, but you know what? I'm going to go in tomorrow and have a positive attitude. And I think that would be the best thing for our students to see, is us bounce back as a school district and as a community from something terrible that happened. And you know what? We're going to learn from it. We're going to grow from it. And we'll be better because of it.
I've often said, Garrett, and I know that you're relatively new to this community. This is a community that I grew up in, that I've been involved in the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative for over two decades. This is a community that is incredibly resilient. I've always said that I'm proud to call this my hometown. I'm very impressed with the caliber and character of the people who choose to call this home, and it sounds like it's already been evident to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we're excited to have you in your new role. Don't hesitate to reach out to us at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. Good luck. You're 1 week in. Sports are starting now.
Absolutely.
Cross country, volleyball, football.
Yep.
We wish all your student athletes the very best. A healthy fall season, and good luck in your new role.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Chris. Thank you.
You've been listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ. Our guest this morning, Garrett Schmidt, someone who is pursuing his doctorate but now serving as the superintendent of the Dakota Valley School District. Garrett, thanks for coming in. Good luck with your new role and responsibility, and also as you pursue your PhD.
Yes, thank you. Go Panthers.
We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning. Make it a great weekend.